All right, welcome back to Lindroth Hockey Podcast. We are finally both back in the studio together, father and son duo, Andrew and Jim Lindroth. Dad, how are you today?
Doing great, Andrew. Back to being with each other once again. So we have a special bonus episode for our elite UK EIHL listeners. We're going to just do a quick rundown of the playoff bracket and talk a little bit about each team, and then we'll make our prediction here with the first playoff round. Each team, I believe, plays two games. So you ready to go, Andrew?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do this, Dad.
Okay, so I'm just going to run down the list for everybody if they don't know. So we have number one seed Sheffield versus eight seed Fife. Next, we have second seed Cardiff with seventh seed Dundee. Then we have third place Belfast versus sixth place Coventry. And then last, fourth place Manchester against fifth place Guildford. So let's run down our list. So first of all, Sheffield versus Fife. We know that talking to a lot of Sheffield players, Andrew, that we know that they're going to go, obviously, with Greenfield. He's going to start. They've been resting him since they basically won the league already. Fife is looking that they'll probably go with Shane Owen, who's doing not bad, but not that great. What do you think here, Andrew? Greenfield's definitely the number one goalie in the league. It looks a little lopsided. There's a lot of depth in Sheffield. We talked about that in other episodes. And Fife barely made it into the playoffs.
Well, and this is like the story of any type of playoffs in professional hockey, Dad, right? Even all the way at the NHL level. Just look at the Bruins, Florida Panthers last year. So sometimes these teams that claw their way into the playoffs are already in that playoff mode, right? I know that the playoff structure is a little different over in the EIHL, but still it's the same premises. And so I really think that Fife will still put up a fight. I think that although on paper, Sheffield should completely dominate, which they still should, but Sheffield better come out and just make sure that they continue to play their hard-nosed game that they've been playing, make sure Greenfield is there to back up the team and make those saves when it needs to happen. But they should underestimate Fife when they barely claw back in. Sometimes those are the teams that make it the hardest matchup. But the Sheffield should be able to take this one pretty easy. Just don't count out Fife.
Yeah, and, you know, we've talked to both Kevin Tansey, and we talked to Sauce over the last month. And, you know, they've made a point that, you know, a lot of teams have beaten them this year, and you can never count anybody out. It is the playoffs. Sheffield needs to make sure that they, you know, remain disciplined and that they don't underestimate anybody and don't take anything for granted. So I am in agreement with you. Our prediction is going to be Sheffield will move on. So next we have second place Cardiff versus seventh seed Dundee. So I do know that Cardiff, they have two goalies that they've been using pretty regularly. They've got Bones and Tyler Wall. I think they're going to go with their first string goalie, Bones. I hope I pronounce his name right. And for Dundee, they're going to probably go with Kevin Carr. And Dundee does have a few impact players that are making a little bit of a name for themselves. You've got Valentini and you've got Naz, I forget how to pronounce his name. They're impact players. So second seed versus seventh seed. What do you think, Andrew?
Yeah, you know, I think that Dundee has struggled these last few seasons, but them still, again, getting their way into there, and they're not the dead last wild card team. So they're definitely doing a little bit better, but then again, they're facing the juggernaut team that's been great the last few years, along with Belfast as the Cardiff Devils. So, again, similar situation with Sheffield. On paper, Cardiff should be able to dominate, but I think that Fife could definitely put up Dundee could put up a pretty good fight. And, you know, I think that their goalie, too, could come in clutch, Dad, right? I mean, I think I think you said two games, right, this series? Even though it's not a seven-game NHL series, I think you still have to ride the hot goalie. And so I think that could give Dundee their chance, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Cardiff's going to move on. They've been strong over the last few seasons, and they're strong again this season. But again, you never know. I believe Dundee has almost beaten every team in the league. I think I could be wrong about that. You just never know. But I think we'll go with Cardiff on this one. Okay, next we have Belfast, third place versus six seed Coventry. So Belfast, we know them. They've been strong over the last several seasons. They're still going to go with their number one goalie for sure. And Coventry is going to go with a Canadian goalie, Cozun. I hope I pronounce his name right. Being from Boston originally, my pronunciation of names is pretty bad, but they're going to go with their number one goalie there. And you've got Danny Christo, who's done really well. He came over from Sheffield. I thought he was a Tulsa Oiler at one point in time in our neck of the woods, Andrew. And also Ian McNulty, who was, I believe, a Tulsa Oiler as well. He's making a name for himself this season as well. So Coventry does have some impact players, I think, that Belfast has to be worried about. But I'm going to go with Belfast. They've got the experience, they've got the vets, they've got much more depth, I think. What do you think, Andrew?
Yeah, no, I agree. And remember Belfast, they've been the reigning champs too these last few seasons. And I just don't really see too much of what Coventry could do to give them trouble. Again, you can keep repeating that, this is pro hockey, anything can happen. Everybody's really good at this level, but I expect Belfast to make this pretty easy work. And I think that this is honestly the only matchup within this first little round of this playoffs that I believe is just a pretty dead giveaway of who should win.
All right, we're going to go with Belfast moving on. And last is going to be fourth place Manchester versus fifth place Guildford. Manchester obviously are going to go with Wininger. Remember, we had on Alex Oldale, their backup goalie, even though he's having a great season and just signed, by the way, congratulations to him, a 2-year contract with Manchester. But they're definitely going to go with their number one goalie, Wininger. And Guildford, they're going to go with, I believe it's American goalie McAdam, or they could go with their Canadian Berman. But I think they're going to go with McAdam. He's had the most games and the most wins, I believe, last time I checked. Now, this one, Andrew, I think this one might be a tough fought battle. I think that, Guildford could win a game, Manchester win a game, but I'm going to say Manchester's going to move. I think they've got the edge this year. They're a little bit hot right now, and if they can take that momentum, I think they can squeak by Guildford. That's going to be my prediction. It's a little bit of a not with a lot of confidence, but I'm going to go with Manchester moving on. What do you think, Andrew?
Yeah, I think I agree with you because Manchester hasn't been in a very great place or been very consistent the last few seasons, and I think that for them to be in fourth place right now, where they're standing out in the standings, and this I think it's a good matchup against Guildford as well. I don't remember off the top of my head what the season matchup was like for them throughout this last year, but I think that they're going to have a little bit of an edge to them. Obviously, with all the other stuff that had gone on within the club, maybe with inside or all the rumors that you've heard, I think that these players are here to play hockey, and I think that they still rally behind each other. And I think that you're going to see a lot of that in this series. And I think Manchester will pull it out. I think Manchester will want it more. I think that they'll play with that chip on their shoulder. I think they're wanting to be here to prove that they're a legit hockey club.
So I think we're in agreement, Andrew. So we're going to go with Sheffield moves on, Cardiff moves on, Belfast moves on, and Manchester moves on. So a lot of our UK listeners do follow us on social media on Twitter. That's our main one that we're the most active. Go ahead and send us what you think in the comments about your predictions. We look forward to this. Being in North America, we're going to try to catch some of the games as much as we can, but we'll definitely be following what happens. And we wanted to get this one out, just a short one, for the UK listeners. And also, the NHL here in North America is winding down into the playoffs. We're going to have on Dave Capuano soon to give us his prediction of the Stanley Cup winner, since he makes very good predictions for us. And we'll talk about the whole NHL playoff bracket once that comes out. And then, of course, our Boston Bruins, we'll talk a little bit more depth with Dave as well. So we have a lot of things happening. And Andrew, also, we have probably our next few episodes. We will have a sponsorship announcement. We're actually, because of you listeners, have given us great ratings, so to speak, as far as the way how podcasts are ranked and so forth. And we've had a lot of listens, downloads, and we appreciate that. And we've had some sponsors reach out to us, and we're trying to hook up with a sponsor. We're pretty close, and it sounds like maybe our next episode we'll be able to start doing that. We also want to believe in a sponsorship. If we're going to, push their products, we want to make sure that it's a product that we believe in, but also sponsorship will help us keep this podcast going, since it's been me and you kind of, paying for everything and so forth. It'd be nice to get a little bit of a sponsorship to help us get our podcast out there even more.
And obviously, as everybody knows, we've been doing this now for over 3 years, and it's been this father and son thing. We've been doing it for fun. Obviously, we work very hard. We get guests on most of the time throughout almost each week. And, doing this is not it. We're not it for the money. We're not it for anything else, but doing this for fun, meeting and talking with these hockey professionals, former professionals, getting to know you all. But then again, this is a nice opportunity for us to kind of, spread the word of more of us and give you guys an opportunity to support us. And like, said, we've been paying everything out of pocket too. So just be nice to have everybody's support when we announce this. And we're just happy to still be doing this after this long. So we appreciate everybody, and we're excited for this little opportunity, this little trial run with them, to see how it goes, Dad.
Yeah. And if you haven't, it does make a difference for us if you would on whatever podcast app that you listen to us on, if you would subscribe to us, that helps us as well. And also, do follow us on Twitter. It is at Hockey Lindroth. Hockey Lindroth, if you're not already following us on Twitter. We do have an Instagram. It's not current. I mean, Andrew and I both have full-time jobs and so forth, so we try to keep the Twitter up to date. We will work on the Instagram, but Twitter is where we are at currently.
And I will say this too, Dad, not to cut you off. We will be revamping, obviously, the Instagram now that we will be at least trying to give the sponsorship a go or a try at least. And either way, it's not like even if the sponsorship works out or not, if that dictates the Instagram page, we will be bringing it back up. So please, if you don't mind, you'll see us post about it. Please follow us. It should just be Lindroth Hockey Podcast. So give us a follow on Instagram. We'll be posting stuff.
Great, great, great. So quick episode this week. We didn't want the playoffs to start without us at least throwing our predictions in there. Again, go ahead and on our Twitter in the comments, let us know your predictions out of this first round of playoffs. So who's going to move on, and let's have fun with it. I love playoff season. So with that, Andrew, I'll say goodbye to you. Andrew's remote and I'm remote today, so we're not in our studio, but we will, talk to you guys next week. We do got a whole bunch of guests coming up, so do stick with us.
Yes, thank you to everybody, and we appreciate everybody sticking with us, and have a wonderful weekend.